Free Talk Live. In studio tonight, it's Daryl and Stephanie. Brian, the golden black stallion stud. What's his official title that
something
he calls
sexy,
himself?
Something sexy, triple black.
Yeah, Brian will be here. He is getting some food for himself and the lovely Dr. Murphy. But you may have noticed that neither of us are Ian. Ian is actually down in Florida tonight, and he will not be back until late Sunday night, early Monday morning. But while he's gone, we're holding it down. Your calls are welcome to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or via Skype, username lrn.fm. And, you know, we're going to start the show with a very interesting story out of Maryland. And it's one that actually sort of goes back 30 years. So what do I mean? It's a story that goes back 30 years in Maryland. Well, the Maryland legislature has recently passed a resolution or some kind of bill to seize the property used by Netflix in the making of their television series, House of Cards.
Is this an April Fool's joke?
This is not.
It sounds like it could be made up.
If it's an April Fool's joke, then Forbes posted it about 5 days early.
Yeah. Is it a publicity stunt for House of Cards?
No. And the story that I have actually explains why this goes back 30 years, because we know House of Cards isn't a 30-year-old show.
No.
But 30 years ago, the Baltimore Colts, now Indianapolis Colts, football team left Baltimore.
Okay.
And went to Indianapolis. And the legislature, on March 29th of 1984, threatened to use eminent domain to keep the football team in Baltimore.
Oh,
so
seriously?
This is something that in the Bay State goes back at least 30 years, threatening to use eminent domain to make sure something stays where you want it to be.
Wow. So I've never actually heard of a case where the government used eminent domain to keep somebody from leaving a state. I've heard of them kicking people off their property because of it.
Right. Well, they didn't actually use eminent domain. They threatened to.
And how would they actually even accomplish that?
That's a very good question, and I don't know.
Would they, like, just eminent domain the team, like the corporation?
That's what they tried to do. Was use eminent domain.
I guess that's all they could
on
do.
The corporation and say, you cannot leave. You must play your games here.
These people are so silly. Do they know how to do anything voluntarily? Do they know the word
like,
persuasion?
It seems like an abusive spouse.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways of, you can't leave me.
I'm going to eminent domain you.
Yeah, I'm going to use eminent domain to make sure that you stay with me.
That's like I'm going to lock you in the basement to your spouse who wants a divorce.
Yeah, that's
oh, yeah,
the
you want a
domain.
Divorce? I'm going to block you in the house.
That's the eminent domain.
Yeah.
So the story here that I have from Forbes says Frank Underwood, and Frank Underwood, for those who have never watched House of Cards, Frank Underwood is the main character of the show. Frank Underwood could be the latest victim of eminent domain. House of Cards has threatened to abandon filming in Maryland unless lawmakers offer millions of dollars in tax credits. So, Delegate William Frick, delegate is what they call their legislators in Maryland, Delegate William Frick countered by introducing an amendment that would let the government seize the property of the production company behind the popular Netflix series if they leave the state. Frick told the Washington Post, I literally thought, what is an appropriate Frank Underwood response to a threat like this? Eminent domain really struck me as the most dramatic response.
You know, I heard there was gang activity in Baltimore, but I didn't know there was it was this bad.
Yeah, and so then the article here from Forbes goes on to talk about the situation that happened in 1984 when the Colts left Baltimore. It says the night before, Bob Irsay, the owner, ordered the Colts to pack up. This was on March 28th, 1984, mm-hmm. the night before the previous mentioned date of March 29th. The night before, he ordered the Colts to pack up and slip out under cover of darkness.
Oh, my Irsay gosh, so they literally, like, fled for their lives.
They fled in the middle of the night.
That's nuts.
Wow. Irsay was faced with a bizarre tactic by the city. They were planning to authorize eminent domain, a government power usually used to build infrastructure and schools, to force the Colts to stay in Baltimore. His move would both make him one of the most controversial owners in the history of the NFL and highlight a little-known ability of governments. And I'm guessing 30 years ago, it was little known. But in the last, 10 years or so, eminent domain has become fairly common as far as things that people know governments can do.
Yeah, I was thinking, when was Kelo versus New London? That was like 2005, right?
05.
Yeah, so about 10 years ago.
And the lot that, or rather the lots, the large amount of lots and acreage that were given to Pfizer by the city of New London
through eminent domain
is now vacant.
I heard about that.
They never finished the project. They were supposed to have built all of this stuff and brought in all of these jobs
and taxes for the state too, right?
Oh, of course there's going to be taxes because there's going to be people working.
Right.
Connecticut has this horrible thing called an income tax. Luckily, we don't have that at the state level here in New Hampshire.
No. But, yeah, that is a tragic case because there were people who didn't want to sell their property. You know, the first thing that the state does when they want to seize something by eminent domain is they make you an offer and they say, we'll pay you this much for your house. If you don't want to sell your house, you say, no, go away. It's not like they give you a higher offer. Then they say, oh, yeah, we're going to take it anyway. And then they make you a lower offer, basically.
Right.
And start the legal proceedings.
I remember when I was a teenager, the city of Birmingham, Alabama, threatened to use eminent domain to purchase my great-grandmother's house.
Really?
To turn a large section of land into parking for the local football stadium.
Parking? Oh, that's so...
Well,
that's kind of offensive, right? Your house isn't... We'd rather have parking lot than your house.
Well, here's the thing. During football season, my great-grandmother would actually use her yard for parking.
Mm.
All of the neighbors did.
So it was all done voluntarily
anyway. It was all done voluntarily. And
I was going to say, is the football team like a public good suddenly? Like, isn't this supposed to be for like building roads and like bridges and things that like...
It's a college football team. So of course it's a public good.
Wow. So, it just seems like the definition of what they need to use it for, so-called, is creeping and yes. getting bigger.
So when I was real young, we would charge $5 per car.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I became, you know, like a teenager, was able to drive myself, bumped it up to $10 a car.
And was it then, like a valet situation? Or
no,
did
no.
people just parked wherever they could?
No, it wasn't a park wherever you can. We would actually line the cars up and squeeze as many as possible.
Mm.
We could get 40 cars in her yard.
Wow, that's pretty
squeezing
good.
Squeezing them in tight.
And how many
at
would the
$10 a car.
How many would the parking lot have gotten?
Well, it would have been a huge parking lot. More on parking lots, eminent domain, Frank Underwood, and of course, the Black Stallion has joined the studio next on Free Talk Live.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
People are waking up. People are saying no to GMO, gluten, toxins, and sugars. The masses are moving to holistic, natural, and organic foods and supplements. LifeChangeT is a non-GMO, gluten-free product that helps your body overcome sickness and obesity. You need to order to experience the change. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. You need to order to experience your health change. GetTheTea.com.
Amanda Bothell here from Midas Resources. Today, April 4th, 2014, gold opened at $12.97.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.44.77, $6.72.38 for a half ounce, or $3.36.19 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $13.44.77, $6.72.38, and $3.36.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. And this is not Ian. Ian is down in Florida. He will be back on Monday, but in studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Brian.
And Mark. I mean, Stephanie.
You are not Mark. You are way too lovely to be Mark.
Oh, I think Mark Mark's is pretty lovely, but yeah. Thank you.
I didn't say Mark wasn't lovely. Just that Stephanie is more lovely.
I'll agree with that. At least I'm
but
better.
But if you want to hear Mark and Ian,
Well, you can't do that live tonight, but sometime after the show tonight, you can go to archives.freetalklive.com and hear Mark and Ian going all the way back to 2006. That is a lot of archives, and I have not done the math to figure out how long it would take you to listen to all of the archives.
I have. It's like tens of thousands of hours of content.
Tens of thousands of hours. Like, I'm just curious if one sat down and stayed awake the entire time, how many days would it take to listen to every show?
Well, it's
almost incalculable.
It would take less time than reading all the laws, which that's something that Ian always says. It's like basically impossible. Somebody
yes.
did the math, and you can't like read all the laws, even if you read for like 40 hours, 80 hours a week straight or something like that. But you probably could. It would be humanly possible to listen to all the Free Talk Lives, but you'd have to put some effort into it.
You would have to put a lot of effort into it. But if you want the effort, you can go to archives.freetalklive.com, and even if you don't want to put in the effort to listen to all of the shows, you can still peruse the archives there at archives.freetalklive.com.
And, boy, if you want to get some more liberty, that's a whole hell of a lot of liberty to take in. But you could, if you want more liberty, how about in your lifetime? You could come to the Free State Project, and not just to the Free State Project, which is New Hampshire, which is where we're trying to get together 20,000 liberty-loving individuals, to work towards the goal of liberty in our lifetime. But you can come for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And let me tell you, if you're on the fence about coming to New Hampshire, come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and you will become a Free State participant in no time.
Yes.
it's that great. Up in by the White Mountains. I mean, this
Lancaster lovely Rogers Campground.
That's right.
And Free Talk Live is actually broadcast live for a week from the woods of New Hampshire up at Rogers Campground during Pork Fest, and we always have a great time.
Yeah, it's fantastic, really. I mean, there's just so much available there, so much to do.
The best thing is being in the woods with a bunch of those libertarians.
About 1,000 of your closest libertarian friends?
Yeah, it's more like 1,500 last year or something like that, but it grows every year.
This is the 11th one. This is a big deal.
It's becoming the Burning Man of Liberty.
Yeah, so porkfest.com, if you want to find out more about that, believe me, you will not be disappointed.
You will not. But if you live in Maryland and you live near the set for House of Cards, you might be disappointed because House of Cards apparently has threatened to leave Maryland, move their production somewhere
else.
Well,
they film there, right?
Yes.
Right.
Well, for now they do.
For now.
Right.
And the Maryland legislature has threatened to use eminent domain to seize the set for House of Cards.
So a show about government corruption is becoming victim to government corruption.
The irony.
And this is not the first time that the Maryland legislature has had this problem.
Oh, yeah, we got to catch Brian up on this story.
Back in 1984, when the Baltimore Colts left to become the Indianapolis Colts,
right,
there was a threat to use eminent domain to keep the football team in Baltimore.
Wow.
Yes.
They were going to eminent domain a football team. Can you believe that, Brian?
So that led
this
to,
is clearly part of the public good. I mean, you know, this is important as the roads.
That led to me talking about what almost happened to my great-grandmother's house in Birmingham, where her house was about a block away from Legion Field, which is the big football stadium in Birmingham where the University of Alabama used to play all of their home football games.
Okay.
So when I was a kid, young kid, before I even went to school, I would help my dad and my brother park cars in her yard. $5 a car. Then as I got older, it moved up to $10 a car. And that's when the city threatened to use eminent domain to seize all of the properties where people were actually parking cars in their yard during football games.
For what purpose?
To build a parking lot. Because we obviously need parking because you're parking cars in your yard. You're getting 40 cars in your yard.
All right. Now, wait a minute. This is before you went to school, Daryl. So what? This is the 1940s?
No. This was about 1995-ish when they threatened to use the eminent domain.
Wow.
So 10 years before Kilo. Your grandmother could have been Suzette Kilo, but like... earlier.
So
like
what they instead decided to do was declare that everybody parking cars in their yard was operating a business and required them to purchase a yearly business license.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Wow.
$100 a year to be able to park cars in your yard.
Crushing entrepreneurship at every turn.
Yeah, and then what'd you have to do? Charge $20 a parking spot instead of $5? I mean, that's
unbelievable. No, would still be $10 a car, but you know, you're cutting into profit there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So you would still, $400 per game, but then because the city increased the rent on the University of Alabama, the school wound up playing fewer and fewer games in Birmingham until they just left completely and went and played on campus in Tuscaloosa.
As if they weren't getting enough in property taxes anyway. You know what I mean?
Do now these people see what's going on? Like, they're just like, oh, yeah, you know, we'll just ratchet up the taxes and regulations. And then people are like, the productive class is like, I think we're going to leave. And then they call them traitors or something,
that's
probably.
That's what happened in places like Birmingham, Alabama, and Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah.
And a lot of these other cities to where, you know, there is no real productive class in the community. You see a lot of the businesses that are boarded up. There was something that came across my Facebook page a couple of days ago where it was photos of abandoned shopping malls.
Not just
shopping malls like the one we have in Keene where there's only three businesses that are active. Like, these were actually abandoned shopping malls.
I saw this.
There
one
were
of the
no
saddest
stores
things I've ever seen. Yeah.
In there anymore. The plants just grew out from the planted things and were starting to grow up and down the halls.
Yeah, it looked like a dystopia film.
It looked like something that you would see in one of these zombie movies.
Yeah.
Like, I swore that I was going to see Daryl Dixon jump out from behind an escalator with a big giant crossbow. Your calls, of course, are welcome. 855-450-FREE. Call in. Talk about anything. Eminent domain, zombies, you take control.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV. the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want. We've been talking eminent domain, and the we tonight is me, Daryl.
And Brian.
And Mark. Oh, I mean Stephanie, I keep messing that up.
Well, we're so used to hearing the and Mark six nights of the week.
Right.
But you're confusing people because Mark's not here on Fridays. So the Friday listeners do not hear and Mark.
I'm scared to death Fridays. People are already turning the show off. Stephanie and I are here.
No comment on that, but if you want to watch the show, you can do that by going to cam.freetalklive.com. We've got two webcams and a fancy script that flips between the two cameras at various intervals between like 15 and 30 seconds. So you never know if you're going to see the wide shot or the close-up of the lovely Stephanie. But there's also a chat room built in to the cam feed. That is cam.freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about the eminent domain, and this started because, well, this discussion, not the practice of eminent domain, the discussion began because of a story on Forbes.com relating to House of Cards possibly moving out of Maryland, and the Maryland legislature sort of answering by threatening to seize the set used by the production company that films House of Cards.
You know, this is really, this is what they have to do. The eminent domain thing, which is ludicrous, and I'm very interested to hear more about that. But the, you know, the entertainment industry, the film industry, the TV industry has moved around so many times. I mean, it used to be Hollywood, you know, and then Desilu Studios, everything just got so expensive to even run there, you know, or Paramount Studios, whatever. And then it went up to Vancouver. They left the country. And then Vancouver gets this hubris or this, just this really arrogant attitude where they can charge these shows any amount of money. And then these shows want to leave again. And now I think these governments have wisened up that if you want something to be filmed there, you can't charge them that much. So now what they're doing is they're doing apparently eminent domain.
So I actually opened up the Washington Post article about this that is linked from Forbes. And apparently what happened is there was a friendly amendment. How do you like that term for using eminent domain?
Oxymoron.
A friendly amendment added to a budget. And it was approved and applauded. One delegate from Maryland, Sam Arora, put a message out on Twitter that says, "How did this happen? Is at Bill Frick, the new Frank Underwood. All that and more will be revealed in the coming days." The State Senate of Maryland is not expected to agree to the powerful property grab, especially after senators voted 45-1 last week to increase the amount of tax credits in the coming year to $18.5 million, hoping to appease the production company so that it doesn't have to follow through on its threat.
Does anybody take these people seriously anymore? It's so obvious that it's the whole thing is just a joke. It's just a grab for money and power, and they're going to do by any means necessary, force included.
Yeah, and not just the fictional Frank Underwood, but even in this case, the production company is saying, if you don't give us more money, we're leaving. So the whole thing began with, we want more money, and it sadly wasn't the government in this case wanting more money.
Wow.
It was the production company wanting tax cuts.
Well, that's what happens when you start to play the game sort of within their system. There's just so many levels of wrong here. It's making my head hurt.
Yeah, that is almost the opposite of what I expected. Because, like I said, usually it's, the governments, like in California, like I said, in Hollywood, they start charging more and more and more. And the production companies leave. But in this case, it was the production company.
Yes.
That is shocking. But, I mean, maybe that's how powerful the entertainment industry is now, which, maybe that's the case
for that.
Yeah, of
course, because even here in New Hampshire, there has been legislation to provide tax credits and tax breaks to production companies to try to incentivize people to come film in New Hampshire.
Is that why Jumanji was filmed in Keene?
That happened, like 30 years ago?
We're getting old.
The legislation for tax credits has been within the last year.
Oh, interesting. Mm. So what is that? I mean, I've heard that New Hampshire is one of two legal locales in the U.S. that it's okay to film porn.
So it's one of two locations where courts have affirmed the right.
Uh-huh.
And I forget the exact case here in New Hampshire, but it was a case, basically revolving around the right to film porn.
I wasn't involved, I swear.
And the
sure.
the decision was, as long as the act of exchanging money for sex was filmed and distributed, it was not prostitution.
Wow.
So it goes one step further than just you can make porn in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
It's a court affirming that this, by definition, is not prostitution.
As long as you get it on tape, we just want to see what went on.
Not just film it.
But you have to distribute it, right?
And distribute it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So some of the other interesting cases or threats of cases of eminent domain that Forbes reports on, aside from, and actually before the situation with the Baltimore/Indianapolis Colts, in 1980, the city of Oakland, California filed an eminent domain action to take the Oakland Raiders in order to prevent the team from moving to Los Angeles.
What is with these people's obsession with sports teams and thinking that eminent
revenue.
Domain is...
Well, yeah, certainly.
Okay,
economy,
that makes
right.
sense.
Yeah.
Because in California, as in a lot of places, not only do you have the state income tax, but you have local occupational taxes.
Right.
You have local mills and lodging taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You have all of these other taxes, and when you've got a football team that brings in 80,000 people per week to watch a game, which, granted, you only have like 8 home games a year, but still, do the math, 80,000 times 8, you're getting a portion of all of the tickets from people going to the game. You're getting a portion of all of the money spent on the overpriced beer and hot dogs because of sales tax. I forget what the sales tax is in California, but it's pretty ridiculous. Even
anything
in
over
Birmingham,
zero
Alabama,
is ridiculous.
It's 11%.
That's crazy.
11%? Wow.
Once you add the state sales tax, the county sales tax, and then the city sales tax, it's 11%.
You know, this has got me thinking a really crazy thought, Daryl, and that is entertainment and say sports, are they the health of the state?
possibly. But, you know, it is entertainment, and I'm guilty. I know that there's a lot of libertarians that say,
I hate sports.
You can't watch football.
Yeah.
That's a slave sport.
that's you sheeple.
That's how they keep you a slave. But then these people will go and watch some, you know, ridiculous movie or play video games for long amounts of hours.
Yeah.
Just because I entertain myself differently doesn't make me any more of a slave than anybody else. More on Free Talk Live.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with Bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You gotta see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the no-no, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible no-no hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. In studio tonight is Daryl.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
And you can call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever you want. The Pro XPN toll-free call-in line is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. And to the phones and the fun, Fred in California wants to talk about property and eminent domain. Fred, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
All right, I got the stick. First, thanks for taking my call. Second, thanks for what you guys are doing. And third, anybody out there that's listening, please donate to this program.
That's nice. Thank you.
Welcome. What you guys do, I'm very sincere about this. Talk show format is very important to get back what we've been losing. But anyhow, eminent domain, it's very powerful, especially with property rights. And I think what you're seeing is reality and changing times. I'm kind of a sports guy, and I've noticed, you know, there used to be a time where sports franchises were asking cities tax money to build this facility where they charge $20 hot dogs, you know? Especially for a film studio to get involved. But the city to use eminent domain to keep franchises from moving is really kind of indicative of how the dire straits that our economy is going through right now. I've noticed fewer and fewer people in attendance on TV when I watch some of like the baseball games or football games. I was just watching the opener with the Padres, and opening day, I'd say there's 30 to 40% seats were empty. So
the ticket prices have gone way up, too, haven't they?
Ticket prices go up. The player salaries go way up.
Mention, like, parking and, like, you sometimes get searched when you go into stadium. Don't they have the TSA kind of shaking people down?
Not necessarily TSA, but something TSA style where they will look through your bags before you go in, make sure you don't have weapons, knives. You can't bring in your own, you know, big gulp. So
that's a matter of national security.
One drink that I have here that I've been sipping on, they would not let me take that into the stadium.
Well, it's for your own good.
No. It's to protect the... I've actually had them tell me, like, no, you can't bring a drink because You've got to purchase, if you want to drink, you've got to purchase from our vendors.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just like that's why you aren't allowed to take your own jujubes into the movie theater.
Right.
Because got to protect our vending guy over here. But
absolutely. You know, I'm just down the street. I'm in Santa Cruz, but the Niners are, they're opening their new stadium for this upcoming football season, and they've come out with a whole list of 30 new rules. And basically, you know, I don't know, it's getting carried away, but I think what you're seeing now is that the sports entertainment business together with the film industry, but let's tune in on sports. They're starting to feel the depression we're in right now because, unemployment right now is actually at 25 to 23%. There are 260,000 graduates with degrees that are making below minimum wage right now. And the effect is showing. Take a look at the next Pittsburgh football game and look at all the empty seats along the 50-yard line. It's incredible. But getting back to
But before you go back to the eminent domain, I just want to point out that you did mention sports entertainment, and I'm fairly certain that you were meaning like sports and entertainment, but it made me think about the WWE, what used to be the WWF before they got sued by the World Wildlife Foundation, and they have actually gone to this new model of providing their own content, streaming it online for like $10 a month, and you get all of the pay-per-views. So if you were a big fan of WWE and you just wanted to buy a single pay-per-view, the big one is coming up Sunday. I had planned on watching it, but I'm going to actually be on this show instead. But if I wanted to purchase WrestleMania as a standalone pay-per-view, that would be either $50 or $60, depending on the cable provider and fees getting added on to it.
You're spot on.
The WWE, they've got this network for $10 a month, and it gives you all of the pay-per-views.
So they've
got
to compete.
Absolutely.
Plus, it gives you access to the entire library that they have. So I think that, you know, professional football and professional baseball, they would be very smart to rethink how they make their money. And instead of saying, all right, $50 for a ticket, $20 for a hot dog, or
more
whatever
like
the price of a hot dog
for a
is.
Ticket.
You know, you're looking, if you take a family of four, you're looking at dropping somewhere near $1,000 to take a family of four to a football game. It's absolutely ludicrous, whereas you could instead spend less or stay at home and watch the game on like a, you know, pay for just to be able to stream the NFL Network or
probably
all
see
of Major
it better
League
too.
Baseball.
And that's the biggest challenge that's confronting these football franchises right now is because I can sit down. I used to shoot professionally on the sideline for baseball and football. I used to do the Raiders, the Niners, and everything. And if I had a choice, I'd rather watch it on my, you know, 63-inch TV and get the whole program and have my friends with me. And that is the biggest challenge facing professional sports today. And what you've been talking about, like eminent domain and getting taxpayers' money, is basically a Republican and Democrat form of making money. One wants to tax. The other side, the Republican side, wants loopholes. Okay? And it's all the same thing. It's what I'm saying is that this depression we're in is making its way into the entertainment field. And the TV set is the biggest challenge that they've got going right now, and they know it. So anyway, thanks for taking my call. You guys are doing great. And again, please donate out there because these people don't make that much money. and they do a lot of work.
Thank you very much.
There's a very understanding fellow.
Right, said Fred.
One place that you can donate is to the AMP program. That's Advertise, Market, and Promote. amp.freetalklive.com, and there's actually a couple of matching things going on, so your $5 a month becomes $10 per month, your $10 becomes $20. You can, you know, of course make a one-time donation there as well. There's a Bitcoin tip jar, and you can find that again at app.freetalklive.com. So I want to thank Fred for the free plug. I guess they're all free plugs,
yeah,
since we're promoting ourselves. But
it's
glad
nice when we don't have to.
Right. I'm glad that Fred did mention that for us.
Yeah. And, you know, he's absolutely right. I mean, every industry is feeling the weak economy now, because even the one industry that a lot of people thought was completely untouchable, it's always going to make $1 billion a year, was the video game industry. And in the past 5 years, it's been tanking like there's no tomorrow.
Wow. I mean, why do you think that is?
I don't know, because, you know, the odd part is the best games ever are coming out now. And in fact, there's more of them than there's ever been. So, you know, some people say it's oversaturation of the market, but I don't think that's it. I think it's just this atrocious economy is hurting people. And it's the same deal. Well, like you say, WWE is only charging 10 a month. You know, I think games have to go to a subscription service, because they're still charging $60 a game. And the odd part is that price hasn't changed in 40 years. You know, so
yeah, I remember when I was a kid wanting to get The Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
And it was like a $40 or $50 game.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that was 20 some odd years ago.
1987.
That was more like worth more money back then because of inflation.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, the price point hasn't changed.
Well, what Brian said, like, the price itself hasn't changed.
Yeah.
It's become a lot cheaper for them to produce the games.
Oh, yeah.
They're putting them on CDs now.
Or even you can just download them now, and they still charge the premium price. Mm-hmm. They're feeling it. The economy's hurting them.
Yeah. So you can call in hour number two, talk about the economy. When do you think people are going to realize that we actually are still in a recession/depression?
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
YaoBit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. YaoBit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, YaoBit. Go to meowbit.com. That's meowbit.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.